I love these guys.
Well, welcome to the Secondhand Lions podcast on the day, draft day. My favorite movie. It was on this week. I watched it for probably the 12th time. And it's just so well done. So if you're an NFL fan and haven't seen draft day, do that. But here we are, the 2026 draft. I'm John Drennan here with my good friend Bill Radford. And Bill, of course, you were traveling last week and just your schedule didn't permit you being available. So I brought a guest on, my daughter, Katie Almstrom. So she filled in, and I don't know, I think we could probably just hand the mic to her. But Bill, I'm so remembering 2 years ago being in Detroit on this day for the draft, the first day of the draft. And so as I watched the, you know, the prep there in Pittsburgh, and now we're going to have draft day stuff all day, it just takes me back. And this is a huge day for the NFL. It's very exciting. And this draft is a very interesting one. We'll get into why that is a little bit. But hey, welcome back to our podcast. And what are you feeling? What are you thinking? You're up in Canada. Do they know about draft day in Canada?
Oh, they do. They do. A lot of NFL fans here, especially a lot of Patriot fans. Boston is the nearest pro sports city to Halifax, Nova Scotia. Boston and Halifax have a close relationship that stems from when Halifax had a major explosion in the Bedford Basin, which is, I can see it from my street, during World War II, that killed thousands of people. And Boston sent ships full of supplies, nurses, doctors to Halifax. So every year Halifax sends a big Christmas tree to Boston, and there's just a real close relationship between the two cities. So there's a lot of Boston, New England fans, Bruins, Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics fans here in Halifax. So I'm sure the news of Mike Vrabel has been on their minds if they're NFL fans. John, you know something about that. What's going on?
Well, probably most people listening know Mike Vrabel had an incident with a woman during the, I think the owners' meetings time in Arizona, and was photographed with a woman he's married, and this was a woman, a reporter. And I think there's two parts of the story. One, just the fraternizing, I don't know if I said that right, with her, but also that maybe he shared some inside team information with her. She's a sports reporter. So anyhow, the most recent news as of this morning, and folks, it is draft day. Mike Vrabel has said he's stepping away from his position indefinitely to kind of get his life right and his head right. And his statements have been he wants to do everything to be the best husband and father and coach he can be. So he's going to seek some counseling and just try and get things right. So I commend him for that. And who knows how long that will be. So that was the update there. And hey, one thing on the Boston Halifax, didn't their airport become a major airport after 9/11 in general for flights? Wasn't there something there?
Yeah, the all of Atlantic Canada had flights diverted. Flights that were bound for the U.S. were diverted to Halifax, to Gander, Newfoundland. There was actually a movie made about it, about the Gander portion of it. Halifax people were a little sore about that. They said, we did just as much as them.
Yeah, I remember hearing all about that. So
yeah, that was part of it. And I think people from Halifax were the first to arrive after the Titanic went down.
Oh,
So,
yeah. Well, I'm
anyway,
thinking
it's.
too, Lindbergh took off from somewhere in that area, I think, when he flew across the Atlantic.
Well, that would make sense because Halifax is right on the ocean.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about living here. I can walk down to the end of my street and look to my left and see the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, take a fishing rod, catch dinner.
Well,
Well, hey, there's enough trivia and gossip there, but today's a big day, Bill. So, you and I were batting around some of the things we're hearing out there by the many experts and those who make this their living, and there's all kinds of talk about the draft and specific to the Lions, all kinds of things that could happen. So, why don't we start there? What are you feeling, thinking, hearing? Where's your head at with this, especially tonight, first round?
well, the first round pick, by and large, from the experts, is going to be an offensive lineman, most likely a tackle. Monroe Freeling is the name that comes up the most. Caden Proctor, the second most. I think if he's available, they should take the guard from Penn State, Vega Ione. But talking to you beforehand, you think he won't be available. But there's a lot of people think he's the best lineman in the draft, regardless of position. So I think he would be a multi-year Pro Bowler, and I know you think that as well. So if he's available, I think they should take him. But I've heard all kinds of things about Proctor, and I know you like Blake Miller out of Clemson. So likely it's going to be an offensive tackle, unless just out of the blue, the Lions decide they're going to trade up and get a stud defender. Or, sometimes a player falls in the draft inexplicably. And if that happens, they could grab a an edge rusher that wasn't expected to be there, but I think they'll take a tackle more than likely.
Yeah, so I agree with everything I heard there, and I've been singing from the same song sheet for weeks, months now that I think clearly they need a tackle, offensive tackle, and edge with their first two picks. Now there's countless scenarios on what that could look like, but I think, and why have I said that for months? Because their offensive line is the starting point of them being the number one offense in the NFL, and they need to fix it. And they've done a lot to fix it, but they still need a stud in this draft. So, but I do agree if Ione's available from Penn State, bring him in and lock in your left guard for maybe a decade with a real stud. I am convinced the Lions feel like they can play Larry Borum at right tackle, especially if they have the other four line positions really solidified. So that's the only thing that removes a little bit of my enthusiasm for tackle. If they brought in Ione, I would love that. But and by the way, that would mean for me this 50th choice, they'd get an edge. Or maybe even try and move up from that position. Having said all that, we understand what we hear from a lot of the experts. You never know with Brad Holmes. He trades up, he goes for the players he wants. So you never know. And Bill, you'd mentioned that there's some chatter of him trying to trade up, and I'm thinking he might want to go for Sonny Styles and bring in an absolute stud as a linebacker, not only to replace Alex Anzalone. Well, he's also an edge, so I don't know. Styles can do so many things, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's what do you think of Kedrick Falk as an edge?
I like him a lot. So, let's say he's available at 17, and let's say maybe their favorite, and I got to believe they've got one or two favorites for offensive tackle. They could go with the edge at 17. Bill, I do want to add this. You mentioned Blake Miller. He's my, based on everything I've heard about Miller, I think he's a fabulous fit for the Lions, and he's projected maybe going in the mid-20s. I do see a scenario where they trade down and try and, let's say they trade down with somebody in the early 20s, and they're able to get Miller and maybe a third round pick this year. I think they'd do that in a heartbeat.
I'll be interested to see where the Ohio State guys go, Caleb Downs and Sonny Styles. They're
Well,
both ranked.
and Reeves and Tate. I mean, there's four that could go in the top 10 right there.
Well, Arvell Reese is, according to some, the best player in the draft.
Yep. And he's projected to go to the Jets at number two by a lot of people.
Yeah, I've also heard some people say, well, if the Jets can screw it up, they will. So.
Well, the head coach of the Jets has a little history with the Lions. I was thinking any chance they work out a deal, but Jets fans, you don't want to tick off all of Jet Nation with the wrong trade, so.
I was watching some video of Jeremiah Love.
Well,
He reminds me of
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Jahmyr Gibbs. That's right.
I said that because I felt the same way. I've been watching some of him, and that, they're talking about he's not a running back. He's a, oh, what's the word? Not a weapon. Maybe a weapon. He's got a lot of skill.
Well, yeah, he's a receiver as well.
Yeah.
And one video I was watching, they said, how many guys are there in the NFL that can break it for 90 yards?
Right.
Most of them get run down by a cornerback. Jahmyr Gibbs is one.
Yep.
Jeremiah Love looks like another one. So the one thing that was interesting to me is I look at these mock drafts. Peter Schrager is a guy I trust. He has Spencer Fano going to the Browns, and then he has Detroit trading up to get a. The 13th pick. And then with the 13th pick, picking Caden Proctor.
I thought he had said Freely. So Proctor?
Proctor. I might
Okay.
have misled you there because I thought he
Okay.
had said Freeling too. But it's Caden Proctor. Proctor's 6'7", 352. He blots out the sun. And he's a left tackle already, so they wouldn't need to move Sewell. But I don't know what they would have to give up to do that. He says they would get the Rams would get number 17, 118, and a second round pick in 27, and the Lions would get number 13 this year.
And I did hear that, Bill. My internal response was, no way are they giving up next year's second round and for a player that maybe isn't their best choice at right tackle. But if they
He's
think it's
left.
their
He's
best
left
choice.
tackle.
Yeah, right.
Well, the only reason I trust that at all is because Schrager's pretty sharp. He's quite often right.
And I agree with that, Bill. Of all the experts out there, he's one of my favorites, and for those reasons. So, but I don't see that happening. But again, the thing we also always hear, Brad Holmes, if he's got his sights set on a guy like last year was Tesla, he'll make the moves and get the guy.
Yeah, the another guy named Yates. I don't know if you know him or not.
I don't.
He's got the Lions picking Proctor at 17, so they wouldn't need to move up.
Well,
But most people have the Lions picking Freeling.
there's five tackles that seem like they're all, I mean, the first one expected to go is the guy from Miami, top five, top six, and then Fano from Utah, and then Freely from Georgia,
Who's the
Proctor.
guy from Miami?
Moami, or
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying his name right, but and then you got Proctor's number four, and then you got Blake Miller number five, and then a few experts have even said them trading down to get the guy out of Arizona, who's got the name I don't know how to pronounce, but he's someone I saw interviewed at the combine, and he made a real impression on me. I thought this guy could be a first rounder, and so that's potentially six. And if they love him or Miller again, I think they could trade down and maybe get a third round pick and still get the tackle they want.
Well, I know you did a mock draft yourself up to, well, for the Lions anyway, for the second round. Who'd you have in the second round?
Well, assuming they take a tackle in the first round, second round edge, I see them taking Moore from Michigan. I'm drawing a blank on Moore's first name, the edge rusher. Derek Moore, is it?
Yeah.
So that's who, and if not him, if the Illinois edge is available, him. And again, I'm not sure of his name. I just know of him as a player. But I think he'll go sooner than number 50.
I was listening to Charles Davis this morning on Rich Eisen's show, and he really likes this safety out of Texas Tech named Wisniewski. He's 6'4", 220 pounds. Says he hits like a truck. He's 25 years old, so. If he's available in the second or third round, the Lions should get him.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of him, but boy, that size at safety, if you're a good player, that's lethal.
Yeah, they said he was smart because he refused to run the 40 at the combine. Apparently, he's not lightning fast, but what Davis said is watching film, he always takes the right angle. And then he found out that his dad's a high school math teacher, so he probably knows a little bit about angles.
Well, and Bill, that's the kind of thing that the combine just doesn't pick up on. Instincts,
No.
angles, vision, smarts, intuitive, all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, we all know that the combine had Tom Brady as a bust in the NFL. So,
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Bill, I am looking some things up here. The tackle from Miami is Francis Moyiga.
yeah, I
It's
was
a
looking at him too.
tough name to pronounce. I'm looking at one mock draft here that has Blake Miller going to the Eagles at number 23. Another edge I thought might hit the 50th pick, but according to this, the Bills will take this guy at 26. Lawrence from Central Florida, who I first heard of when you talked to me about him during the combine. He really was a stud at the combine.
Yeah.
Because he was projected to be around maybe pick 50, but this is showing him going in the first round.
Well, this Francis Mayagoa, I don't know how to say it either. Apologize to Francis if he listens to this. This one mock draft has him going number 11 to Miami.
Right. Every draft I've seen of him, he comes up before the Lions. Every mock draft I've looked at this year.
Man, the Ravens are projected to pick Reuben Bain at 14. That's just tantalizingly close to
Yeah.
Detroit.
You know what's interesting, though? I've heard some teams and scouts are going to like some players more than others based upon what system they might fit. I've heard that Bane maybe isn't the fit for the Lions and their scheme and what they're looking for, but I know he's a great, projected to go really high.
Well, according to this, he doesn't appear to have the ideal size. I don't think he's tall,
He's
but
got
he has
short arms for the
short
position.
arms.
Yeah.
So, boy, but he was a game wrecker when I watched him in Miami.
Right. All right. Well, I was listening to something this morning where back in the Bob Quinn years with the Lions, the previous administration, he had everyone knew who the Lions were going to take the year they took Davis, the linebacker from Miami. I think he was from Miami. And the year before that, when they took another player, I'm not, oh, the Taylor Decker. Like everyone knew the picks. And he was making the point. People are clueless what Brad Holmes is going to do, that they build fires to create smoke to lead people. It's just all a mystery. So I'm excited for this draft for that reason. I'm eager to see Brad Holmes fill the holes we need filled. No doubt the Lions will be involved with at least one trade, and there's a lot of good players available in those first like 150 picks. They're not considered top 10, for sure things, but a lot of really good players coming available, and we'll see what we do. Listen to me,
Yeah, well, I'm
we.
looking forward to it. I'll be watching tonight. I'm sure we'll be texting back and forth during the draft.
Yep. And so many interesting. I just made note here. You mentioned Love, the running back from Notre Dame. There are other running backs expected to go fairly high, top first 2 rounds, I think. And then Auburn, the edge Kendrick Faulk is expected to go high, but the other edge for Auburn is expected to go like top 50, top 60. And then what about Indiana? Obviously, their quarterback's going to go number one to Las Vegas, but they got a ton of players coming out. Good D backs, good running backs, good receivers. I think a good tight end. And so it's just going to be interesting to see what happens with all these guys. So, Bill, you and
Well,
I aren't settled yet on when we're coming back on here. We may jump on tomorrow just to talk a little bit about what happens tonight. For sure, we'd be back on Monday to talk about what happened over the weekend. Folks, we got the first round tonight, second, third rounds tomorrow night, and the third through seventh, I'm sorry, fourth through seventh rounds Saturday afternoon. And so we got a lot to talk about on Monday.
I'm looking forward to it, John. It's good to be with you again after a week off.
All right, well, welcome back, and we'll be in touch tonight, and go Lions.